didn't you hear what the freak she was talking about?
Well, yeah, that
makes sense. Well, this is that, and this is this, and I thought, lady, if you don't shut the hell up pretty soon, I was fuming. Oh, my God, was I fuming. I was also getting ready to cry. And apparently, at one point, I had an expression on my face like I was either pissed or getting ready to cry. And the guy sitting next to us later on, I forgot his name.
I think it's that one.
He came through the line. He said, are you listening?
No, no, no.
He looked at me and he said, are you okay? And I said, not really, sir, but thank you. I was ready to get the freak out of that line. And then at one point I swore that I would never serve again. However, I caught myself on him. Of course, Carol always likes to, but Carol doesn't like any stuff. But, and I don't blame her, I don't either. And I just, nobody give a shit what way we were trying. The next time I'm up there, if I can't get the place and hand them to Judy or whoever's next to me, I'm not serving. You don't need somebody standing inches away from me giving me a fucking plate to Judy.
The other thing might get was just
what?
For her to hand you a plate instead of you having to go through every time and pull the plate out. She was having a hard enough time separating the plates on her own.
I was fine just giving somebody a plate without her damn hands on it. Just nobody gets it.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
It was a waste of fucking time and a waste of somebody standing glued to me, giving me a fucking plate that I was right there with.
Okay.
That I would pick up automatically.
Don't do the main upgrade next time.
Give that piece of meat to the kids, so let some give two of that. And I thought, and she leaves without saying goodnight to anybody. She doesn't need to be the boss of anybody doing that. She just needs to sit her ass down or visit with her.
Open mic, this is NJOTR.